There's so many different impacts from the coronavirus pandemic, and we've been focusing a bit here lately on WEMU about the impact on the arts. This is Lisa Berry, and there is another fallout from the virus to tell you about. And joining us now on 89.1 WEMU is the executive director of the Ann Arbor Summer Festival, Mike Miquelon. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Lisa, how are you?
Well, I'm good. We are a few months away from the Ann Arbor Summer Festival, and I'm thinking you've had to make some tough decisions. What can you tell us here on WEMU?
Yeah, well, for the first time in our history, we've had to cancel a major series that we produce, and that is the series of indoor ticketed performances that we have each year that feature music and contemporary circus and other really exciting theatrical events. And we've had to make the decision to cancel that series. It was set to start in June, mid-June.
What led you to make that decision?
Well, arts presenters across the country are kind of living in this world of uncertainty. And for us, we've obviously been monitoring the spread of the virus projecting what the summer holds. And we're in a place now where our planning and production process was due to start in earnest next week alongside our full season going on sale. And so now is the moment where we had to make that decision before this process proceeded any further, and it didn't look viable for us this summer to produce these events.
People may be listening to this and saying, it's March. How do you know this is not going to be able to happen in June? But really, it's about planning ahead. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I think that we all sit down in the theater to enjoy every one of these shows. And I think what's great about that is that pretty frictionless and fun, and but behind each one of those shows, there's quite a bit of planning. And this was a series that had artists coming from other countries, complicated tours where there are multiple cities and stops, and a lot of resource that the Summer Festival puts out, an advanced financial resource that would be unrecoverable if these events didn't take place. And well, we're hopeful that our outdoor programs and events with presenters across the country will happen this summer. For us, this was the window of time where we had to make that decision. And it was a tough and disappointing one, but it's one that we had to make.
Ann Arbor Summer Festival Executive Director Mike Miquelon telling us they have canceled all the indoor ticketed events for the upcoming summer festival. What about Top of the Park?
So Top of the Park, in many ways, we have more flexibility on the timing, the planning. And so we're looking at a lot of different scenarios. We know that at some point we're going to get through this crisis and the community will need us and we'll need to come together. And the Summer Festival is really good at bringing people together, and we want to be ready for that moment and be nimble to maybe realize the event in different ways. And so maybe that means we're all social distanced at the event, but we certainly want to realize that and know that people are going to be eager to connect and participate in some way when we come into the other side of this this crisis. So we're looking at multiple tracks of planning and staying very, very close touch with all of our partners, hoping that we'll be able to deliver something to the community.
So fingers crossed, Top of the Park is hopefully still happening this summer.
Yeah, certainly from a public health perspective, I think we're all doing a lot of reading these days. There's nothing I know that you don't, but we, fingers crossed, and we're hopeful that we'll be able to deliver something. It's a really important part of, I think, civic life for people in this region. And, I think in many ways the next one will be more important than ever, because we'll really need to come together.
I think part of processing this whole coronavirus pandemic is having something to look forward to. And I know Top of the Park in Ann Arbor every summer is something I definitely look forward to, for sure.
Yeah, we don't want to pull that one out from under people. I mean, I look forward to it as well. And we're planning to make something possible, knowing that it's hard to predict how things are changing day by day, let alone multiple months out. But there's a lot of artists and a lot of partners that come together to make that event possible, and we want to be there for them.
Back to the indoor events that are canceled. No Kristen Chenoweth, no Pink Martini, no Capital Steps.
Yeah, it'll be the first time in a long time that Ann Arborites haven't been able to celebrate the Capitol steps on the 4th of July, and a couple of really wonderful co-presentations with the Ark this year, Black Violin and Indigo Girls, that were both canceled as well. We hope that, you know, many of these artists appear on future seasons. Certainly we plan multiple years ahead, so it's hard to guarantee it, but we want a lot of these artists to return to Ann Arbor and to the Summer Festival bill.
Have tickets gone on sale for any of those events already?
Three shows we announced early in February, and that was Kristen Chenoweth and Capitol Steps and Scott Sylvan's Wonders at Dusk. And so we'll certainly have to be going through a process of refunding people. And then the other shows were set to begin next week. And so in many ways, we held out as long as we could for hope, and unfortunately had to make this decision before those went on sale.
So what is the next step for ticket buyers who had tickets for the indoor events for Ann Arbor Summer Festival?
Well, they're all receiving an email, and they'll have an opportunity to, through a form, to select whether they want a full refund or consider donating the full or partial value of their ticket back to the Summer Festival, which would be an in-kind gift and certainly go a long way to helping the organization and sustain it through what is a difficult time for everyone, small business, nonprofits. We know there's a lot of great causes out there and a lot of things that we all want to support, and we're thankful to be considered amongst those.
How many volunteers do you have, and what are you telling them at this point?
We have a couple of hundred volunteers that help help each summer at Top of the Park and with the ticketed shows, and a big team of managers and seasonal employees. And we're telling them a lot of what we just told your audience, that we're committed to making something happen, and that's our job as an arts presenter, to bring people together to be responsive in a moment like this. And we don't know what that looks like, but we're certainly spending a lot of time working on that. And we're asking people to really hang in there. And it's difficult, especially for artists that have lost gigs or are out of work. And support of them looks a little bit different than an employee of a company. And we're trying to be thoughtful about how we can support them as well.
Again, we're talking to Mike Miquelon, Executive Director of the Ann Arbor Summer Festival, announcing that all indoor ticketed events for the upcoming festival have been canceled. And what's your website if people want to find out more?
It's a2sf.org.
And we'll put that on our website with this complete interview if you want to hear all the details. And Mike, I know you'll keep us up to date on where you're going. And again, fingers crossed for Top of the Park this coming summer.
Absolutely. Please stay healthy, everyone, and we hope to see you soon.
Thanks for joining us here on 89.1 WEMU.